Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to the final segment for with Rhonda Shear on God Invention Radio. RhondaShear.com is her website. You can take a look at information about her and her line of intimate apparel. Thank you for joining us. Had some tremendous success so far, and you have plenty more to go. You mentioned that you have other products that are coming out there, and you've been sharing your experience of how you got the Abra to the level of $80 million in retail. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. My dogs are now barking. But I did want to go back to that other question that a couple of people had asked, because I did think of a couple of other ways. I started to say that, you know, I actually have a friend right now who's doing a product and is starting to sell locally, even at, you know, like they have the Saturday market in her hometown. So she's starting to sell there. Joy Mangano started selling her original products, you know, literally. I mean, I'm not saying to go do this, but out of the trunk of her car. You got to get it out there, whether it's just calling on a boutique, going to trade shows that might, like let's say you had something for a boat or something for an automobile. Get into an automotive a trade show and take a booth space there and start talking, start learning how to sell, learning how to talk about your product. And then you can go to hsn.com. And if you're, and it says there on your home page, if you go scroll to the bottom of the page, it does say something about new vendors or new partners. You can click on that and follow those instructions if you have an idea, and someone will get back to you. It could be a buyer in your area. You know, go to the area that, if it's under home goods or under electronics or under jewelry or whatever, and then they will get back to you. So I'm not saying that'll be a yes, but it's definitely, you know, the more people that you talk to in the industry, as myself, or any other person who's invented, talk. But I say get out there. I mean, even if it's in your local, in your hometown, and you go to that state fair, wherever you can put up a booth and talk about your product, that's how it starts. My husband and I really started from ground zero.
That's some great advice, Rhonda. We appreciate that. So was there a point, now you're manufacturing this on your own and you finance it on your own, was there a point where you said, am I going into business myself and going ahead and trying to build a brand of my own intimate apparel, or is it something that I would consider licensing because there's already successful brands out there and I could just kind of add my product to their line? What was your thoughts on that?
Well, in the very beginning, when we were still in Los Angeles, and I still had my foot in show business or my toe, and I was still doing things in stand-up comedy and everything, a company did come to us that represented a lot of brands and celebrities and products that were on shopping channels, and they wanted to own us and give us a percentage. They wanted to instantly warehouse it, create it. Not create it, but, you know, with my design, pay for it, own it, the product. Actually, we had two people that came to us that way, and I actually had an old friend who had done very well, started his own business many years ago in the stock market, first online trading person, and I said, what do you think about these deals? These people want to help us and get started. And he goes, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is too good to be true. So what I say about that, this is my own personal. I'm not saying this is right for everyone, but my husband and I started a little bit later in life. We were already, you know, midlife when we got married and got together, and we just didn't want someone else to own us at this place in our life. We wanted to do it our own, make it or not. And did we go through really rough times in terms of not only financially, but having to hold in the reins and truly, you know, be really careful and step by step, and some weeks harder than the other? Yes. My own father did the same thing later in life. He started a business, and pretty much like us, 9 years later, it really started to roll. So that's just my advice, but I'm not, you know, 20 years old. We wanted to just own it on our own and go for it, and we did it. So we were willing to take that leap of faith that we really had a good product, and with love, passion, really believing in it, I still believe in the American dream that it can come true. I found love later in life, and I found a second career that is incredibly rewarding to me.
Excellent. That's fantastic. I want to focus on your hurdles a little bit. Because there's a lot of inventors that have many hurdles that they're facing.
Right.
And to see somebody have hurdles and then have success, there had to be there's some light to that tunnel. So what can you share with inventors, the different challenges that you had, what they were, and how you overcame them?
Well, I still see friends of mine, and I'm not saying who knows what will happen. I hope to continue to do a great product. I continue to do what I feel is the best, again, what I believe in, so I believe in it. But I see other friends that have gone up and down in their lines, and they've been at the top, they've been in the middle, they're all over, but they keep forging ahead, and they keep looking for the next best product. There's a lot of people who just bring products to networks and bring products in, and then there's people who actually invent. I just say you have to believe in it and go for it. I mean, I know that sounds corny, but that's all we did. I know people may think, well, I had a name. Seriously, my name in Intimate Apparel meant nothing to HSN because my name really meant something more to young guys watching movies back in the 90s. So I did not have the trust, and not as many women knew of my name as young guys going through puberty who watched USA Network. Mm-hmm. So I had to actually build up an audience that really believed in the trust and that my product was really good. So that's why I continue to go back to saying, you've got to do it in your own hometown and start whatever it takes. You can eke out a living that way. And then all of a sudden you can say, I have this testimonial from this person who just said, tape everything, put it on tape, do it at a trade show, get a video camera out, have someone stand there in front of your booth or in front of your space and say, gee, I just tried out this new can opener and it's so easy. I just put it down and it works. You know, start learning your pitch. Practice it, get it out there, and then when you go in to pitch a buyer, whether it be at a hardware store or wherever, you're going to sound like you've got it together. Be confident. You have to be confident in your product and yourself. You can't go and go, please, will you represent my product? Please, it's really good. You have to go, hey, I got it. I got the best. I know I got the best, and this is why. And you have to have that confidence level. And,
yeah, a lot of people try to find other people to pitch their products, and look at yours. Okay, you have a new bra. So mm-hmm. when you show it to somebody, you say, I have a new bra. And who's going to be more passionate and understand more about your product than you?
Absolutely.
Right?
So even if you are a little shy, that's why I say go to those trade shows in your hometown. Go to those Saturday markets. Go to the flea markets. Wherever you have to go to get your product out there and give your spiel, do it. It really does make a difference. And I did the one thing that I did have as an asset is, yes, years in front of the camera, years in front of being on stage as a stand-up comic. I didn't have fear of being on camera or in pitching, but I didn't come from a sales background either. So I had to learn how to sell, too. I mean, that was not my background.
When people tell you how is it to be on camera or just to be able to pitch, let's just talk about the inventor, to pitch a product. What advice can you give them if they have that insecurity or they're shy? How can you help them to break through because you have that public appearance?
Talk like you're talking to your best friend. If you were selling that to your mother or your brother or your best friend and you were talking about it at home, or you just invented it and you went, oh, wow, look at the wheels on this thing. It really moves and it does this and then it goes across the floor and then it vacuums in a new place. That excitement level of talking to your best friend, you don't even see the cameras. You don't really have to sell it. It's going to sell itself. If you're enthusiastic and really believe in your product and you know in your heart of hearts that it really works, then it will happen. I cannot say enough. You have to stick with it. And by the way, there goes my dog. I don't rest on my laurels. I continue inventing and creating new products every day, and I will give you the name of one of my new products. It's called Sheer Control, and you can go to shearcontrol.com and check it out. And it is that first product that I invented right back or created and designed right back with the Abra 9 years ago.
Excellent.
So you can check that out. And you just have to have belief in it. Go for it. Have fun with it. Don't be so serious about it. And try not to give too much of your own business away. That's my biggest, if I can stress that, don't give it away to someone. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
Well, that sounds good. Do your research, inventors. Any final words, Rhonda? We have about 30 seconds left.
I wish everyone really, really good luck. And anybody who wants to Facebook me or tweet me or have any questions, and if I can help in any way or give advice, hopefully from the ups and downs that I've had, please reach out to me at rhondashear.com or Facebook me on my fan page. I answer everything.
That sounds
and
great.
And
it sounds
too.
What's that?
I'm tweeting away, too, on Rhonda Shear. So. Tweet me any questions. I know what it's like.
All right. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us on our show tonight.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Likewise. Okay, Rhonda Shear, Shear Enterprises. You could go to rhondashear.com, the Abra, and that was great. Okay, have a great night, everybody. Keep on inventing, and we'll speak next week. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.